Warm hellos, everyone. Welcome back to another Angel of Cups podcast. Merry, Merry Christmas. This is being recorded on Christmas. And this podcast is going to be all about the Christmas spirit and what exactly is the Christmas spirit and what does it mean? When we say, find the Christmas spirit or where's your Christmas spirit? It's something I was really pondering this year as the holiday season approached and came through. It was a big thought in my mind as it was kind of revealing itself in my world. So, without further ado, let us get started into our topic. Please take some time to create some soft and warm space for yourself that's uninterrupted and relaxed. So, making some tea, some hot cocoa, just something warm for you to drink, or just simply water is always good, also. And creating a nice warm environment or little corner for you to, soak into some space a little bit as we delve into some history and some inner workings within our world, within the inner world as well as the outer world. All right. So we are going to be talking today about winter solstice, Christmas, Christmas, and the holiday season, and the whole point of it all. I really had a revelation this year on what the Christmas spirit really meant, and the purpose and place of it all. And so, although I do live in Florida currently. I grew up in New England, in southern Maine, and I lived in Connecticut and was born in New York. And I'm very familiar with the cold weather and, bearing the cold season. So it's kind of interesting that I had this beautiful revelation down in Florida. So, the most interesting revelation was just the fact that I was thinking about it as the season was going and as things were transpiring through the holiday season, and just really observing what I was feeling collectively as well as internally, and what I was seeing and feeling and observing. It was really just shown the beauty of, the cold season and winter solstice being the mark of the official beginning of the cold season, as well as the shortest day and the longest night of the year. This time is highlighted for creating the light and the warmness, even when it is cold. We are honoring the light and that fire element of fire, Sagittarius season, and Vedic astrology begins on December 18th. And in Western, it begins around the end of November, around the 23rd or so. So, Sagittarius season, building up to solstice and beyond, it's that fire element and learning how to harness that fire element from within. And the element of fire is a element of spirit, like spiritual fire. That energy of spirit is flame, is heat. It's an internal heat, it's a spiritual heat. It's like a energetic heat, creating and tuning into that warmth. And although it may be far away seeming because of the season that we are in, that is cold and snowy, then learning how to bring in and cultivate that warmth. And a lot of it is honoring our family and reflecting on our blessings in our life, and also focusing within. But not only the space of focusing within and like cultivating our own inner fire, it's also like the gathering is super, super important. You know, like puppies in a huddle space, or like kitties in a pile sleeping. Cultivating that warmth and creating more warmth for one body with another body, with another body, with another body. You know, it creates just more and more and more and more. So it's showing a power of unity. I really was shown how, you know, the whole season, you know, there's everyone has a little bit of a role, and it keeps everyone focused on the warmth and the fire and creating that fire and stoking that fire, you know, as the season goes. So we kind of are distracted that, hey, it's kind of cold and crappy outside, and it's not the most comfortable outside, and we kind of miss the warmth, you know. It's giving that Christmas spirit is giving us this the strength, or the courage to look deeper for the warmth and the joy and the fire and the spiritual presence, which is that fire, that flame. That's that Christmas spirit. It's just dressed up in the phrase Christmas spirit. But it really is, it's spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the divine within all of us and all things. And it's just so beautiful. I was like, wow, okay. This actually makes me appreciate winter a little bit more. Although the more I'm away from New England and the environment of the snow, every season I miss it so much more. And because it's home, it's always a part of me. And even though I learned or became to dread it at some point, now it's like so opposite. With no snow, it still has a little change of season where I am, and it's change in temperature, but it's definitely a little different with no snow and not having all of that kind of harder, harsher aspect to the cold season, which is also a really beautiful part too. You know, if we're thinking about Capricorn season, which is right after Sagittarius, January, very cold, and that's when a lot of, you know, harsher things and themes can come in, but it's also like a really potent time for deep study and carving ourselves out and creating things and cultivating things. That season of building and structure and restructuring things and reconfiguring tradition and creating tradition and things like that. So yeah, this talk is going to be pretty short. I just wanted to come in and, you know, share my little revelations on the Christmas spirit, because I feel like it's something I've always heard, but I never really have pondered, really, until this year when I was like, So this is what the Christmas spirit is. It's just, I'm going into my, I'm in my Saturn return. I've been in it for a minute now, and I'm really maturing and seeing things from new eyes and gaining perspective and gaining new lenses and different spaces, which is so beautiful. And I'm so grateful for it all. So the learning how to cultivate the inner fire in the cold season and how to create warmth. Is that bringing music and playing music? Is that creating more gathering time and space for your friends and family? You know, where you guys story tell and share songs and music and hot chocolate and tea or cacao, whatever is delicious to your taste buds, you know, and sharing recipes and just creating what creates inner warmth in your life, what creates and brings in your inner fire that can keep you warm from the inside out. And a lot of it also comes from the herbs that we drink and or that we eat and drink. You know, some of these herbs that we have can create some more heat in the body. The warmer drinks that we have, and also the spices like cinnamon and clove and allspice and nutmeg and things like that, definitely can bring in that inner fire and inner warmth to, you know, combat and bring in some balance to that cold season. So, yeah, I just wanted to pop in with this little sweetness for you and wish you a blessed holiday season. I have a few more things coming out before the end of the year, but I'm super excited for 2023 to be closed out and to be waltzing into 2024, which will be Year of the Dragon. I am so excited. It's also going to be an 8 year. So it's going to be really wild and quite expansive. We'll get into that. I'll probably do a New Year's something where I kind of dive into the energies for 2024 and kind of what I'm feeling. It's going to be very profound in all the ways, always. And full spectrum mode as we are in now. 2023 was definitely a year of balancing that year seven of the water rabbit, really just, you know, testing pace, testing balance, seeing what works, seeing what doesn't work, and weeding things out, really weeding out the soul's garden and preparing it for this like next level, which is definitely going to be next level. So yes, sending you so much love for this holiday, wherever you are in the world, and to your entire home and all that reside in it. Thanks for tuning in with me for a little bit and sending you so much love. Until next time. Bye bye for now.